Today we're in Book 3, Chapter 20, Section 6, where Calvin begins to discuss the second rule for right praying. Remember that with all of these rules, he is going to continually come back to two things. One, none of us keeps the rules as we should, so he gives us the help of the Holy Spirit. And two, God never heard us because we prayed as we ought. It's his mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ. But these are guides so that we can grow in our worship and adoration and also our delight in communion with God. So in the second rule, he says we need to pray from a sincere sense of want, meaning that we have great need of God's help, and two, with penitence, meaning with a repentant spirit. He begins in section 6 saying that we ought not to, in the fourth line, perfunctorily intone prayers after a set form as if discharging a duty to God. Well, I've said my prayers, I've said my Hail Marys or whatever it may be, or even I've said the Lord's Prayer hastily, and therefore I've prayed. Remember what Calvin's already said. Prayer is communion with God, and therefore we need to be engaged. He's going to say in the next paragraph, we need to be engaged, what, not only yearning for the things that we need, but secondly, seeking them from God himself, aware not only of our own need, but that we are asking from him for those things for which we have need. Calvin says, about halfway through, a little bit more than halfway through the first paragraph of section 6, now what do we account more hateful or even execrable to God than the fiction of someone asking pardon for his sins, all the while either thinking he is not a sinner, or at least not thinking he is a sinner? Now, basically what Calvin is saying is, as an example of the kind of need we should feel, each one of us, we need to go to the Lord and ask forgiveness. Can you imagine asking, Lord, forgive me, I'm a sinner, and thinking, well, I'm not a sinner, or I'm certainly not as bad a sinner as that person over there, or not at that moment thinking, I am a sinner, that's why I'm asking. Calvin says, when we pray, we need to engage our thoughts, our desires for God. And, for example, when we pray, forgive us our debts, that we feel ourselves to be sinners in need of his mercy and grace through Jesus Christ. Calvin says, unquestionably, right after that, unquestionably, something in which God himself is mocked. Yet, as I have just said, mankind is so stuffed with such depravity that for the sake of mere performance, men often beseech God for many things that they are dead sure will, apart from his kindness, come to them from some other source or already lie in their possession. Calvin says, when we pray, we need to ask God. We pray for healing, for example, but we're thinking in the back of our minds, well, I'm praying for healing just to cover my bases. But after all, I'm pretty strong, and most people who get what I have, they recover. Calvin says, you're not really praying. You're actually mocking and insulting God, so that when we pray for healing, whether it's from a sniffle, a serious illness, or even a disease, we're recognizing, Lord, unless you heal me, I am going to suffer. I can't be healed. You are the Lord who heals me. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. Now, this is really important because remember that the reason we ask God for things in prayer is so that, you know, not only do we need him and need his help, and he's promised to be our helper, but secondly, when he turns around and answers our prayers, whether it's giving us what we ask for or doing something even greater, we're supposed to be able to thank him. So that we remember, wait a minute, I asked my Father for this. It may have been something really large. It may have been something relatively insignificant. But I sought it from him, and he gave it to me so that I can praise him, so that I can, my daily bread. You may go up in your pantry right now and think, I've got enough food for 3 months. But again, unless God gives your body the ability to digest your food and to benefit from it, it won't do you any good to have 20 years worth of food, as Jesus told in the parable of the rich fool. So we need to remember to pray with a sense of need and also with a sense of repentance, that we need God to forgive and sanctify it. Calvin says in the next paragraph, the fourth line, now the godly must particularly beware of presenting themselves before God to request anything unless they first yearn for it with sincere affection and, two, at the same time desire to obtain it from him.